Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
My oldest box could be like, you know, when you first got a 5 minute for fighting, you know what I mean? Or a game misconduct or something. My first box.
Wow. All
right, before we get into the hockey stuff, I will start the show. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. Up on top there, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I'm up on top.
I'm on top. Hello. Up,
down on the bottom there, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Never for long.
My name is Jeremy, and our guest for the whole entire hour, Mr. Dave Schneider from the Zambonis, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hockey Talk episode.
It really
and I'm
is.
wearing my shirt.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, dude.
This is the 2011 Stanley Cup right here.
That's a nice hat. That's old.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is an old one.
I didn't realize. I swear to God, I thought we were just talking about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we are.
But you're all hockey. Oh, because I'm ready.
No. We're only hockey themed because of you. Yes, I know. Yes.
Dave, they're just freaks who need any. Oh, sorry. You also have some merchandise. Sorry. I'm the only one who doesn't. I'm the only one who doesn't. Yeah. Oh, sweet, dude. Whale
tail.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Enough of that.
No, that's okay. This is what this podcast is for. Basically, the Patreon members, they get to see the video. And for the listener, Dave put a Hartford Whalers mask on his face. Word that up. He made.
And before it was a little micro machine type toy.
I didn't make it. This was handmade by a woman, and I sold one on eBay, and all proceeds went to the Special Olympics in Hartford.
We should have gotten something like that at the old Connecticon last summer, Dan. Or whenever that was.
Oh, when we were up in Hartford?
Yeah, that would have been a great idea, the old Whalers merch.
Yeah, that would have been a mask that had been sitting in the back of some store for 25 years, been like, we're never going to sell. We got a whole box of these masks, and we're never going to sell them.
You're not familiar with the concept of new old stock?
I am. I always buy it.
Hell yeah.
You buy the new old stock?
Whenever you guys want to change the subject, I'm ready.
Well, a troll. What is, wow.
That's a troll making his bar mitzvah?
Yes.
New old bar mitzvah troll. That's new old.
Sorry. I didn't hear it, Dave. It's a bat mitzvah. Did you say bat?
No, that would be a bar mitzvah.
It was for a dude, right?
It was
a troll dude.
Troll dude.
Yeah.
So I do have a couple. So would you call, you're in a band called the Zambonis, right?
Zambronis. And
Zambronis.
Zambronis is. Wait, no. It's okay.
I get 10%.
No, the Zambronis is when he plays music down by the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Right. Can you believe 28 years, no one has ever said Zambronis?
I think we have. I think we just invented a new fandom for you.
Yeah.
There are bronies. Are you familiar with bronies, Dave?
I kind of am. The Jersey guy. You had one of your backdrops.
No. They're bros. They're bros that watch My Little Pony.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I have heard that.
That's real. So then you have a lot more, you know, potential audience to reach out to now for the show. If you add that one R, I think you're really increasing your audience potential.
And your merchandise would be crazy.
Oh, yeah, and your merch. Then you can go from blue everything to all kinds of colors.
True. Danny, would you be interested in starting that band with me? Concept band?
Zambronis? Yeah.
Zambronis?
Can I just be the dancer? And I can be like a hockey puck. Or
Jeremy's a dancer.
Well, it's very
funny. He don't have no talent, but he hang him in the air.
Did you know, Jeremy, that the Zambonis have a mascot and it's a hockey monkey?
No.
Yeah. So really, like, if we really want to parody the Zambonis and become the Zambronis, it's perfect. That's okay. We have Jeremy as a little.
I don't know if I'm entirely ready to parody a band I'm not familiar with yet. Let me learn a little bit more from Dave first.
let me bring it back to you guys. I don't know where you are on the boxes here, but so we write this song called Hockey Monkey in 1997 with a friend of ours, James Kocholka. And we put it out, and all of a sudden Nickelodeon gets in touch with us and said, we want to make a video for
Kablam. Too late, buddy. For me, Dan was still in the fold.
No, that's Kablam. True. Oh, really? It was on the show Kablam. So
Well, that's excellent. Then you've got a pedigree. We're basically blood brothers of Viacom.
But we get 10 grand for that video.
And then
Fox buys it as a theme song to a show called The Loop. It was out briefly, but they gave us.
Chicago?
Yes, it is. And they offered us $3,000, and we got $30,000. And then with all that money, I bought. We didn't hire, obviously, because you guys don't know the band. We didn't hire management or publicist or whatever. We bought this really expensive $2,800 monkey suit, and that's our mascot.
Yeah.
That's a good way to spend your money. I think
that's pretty good. Yeah.
And I bought a microphone, but it doesn't work on this podcast.
It works for other stuff, I'm sure.
So how did you and Danny come to know each other?
Through
Was it on the ice? I'm sorry,
no,
Dave.
It was off the ice. Off the ice.
It was through music, which is oddly more important to me than hockey, but the hockey thing, just we can't break up because we get paid once in a while to play songs about hockey.
Yeah. But, and we played shows in Connecticut.
Yeah, definitely. Space I forget.
Bar in New Haven was doing their thing in the back. And we also played at, you were at Toad's place for Mulcahy's thing, right? Oh, so you guys met before then, Michael.
Yes. Perhaps. At that very place. Maybe we're on different sides of the net because I was 17 and you were 19. I think that might have been what happened. It was an all ages show.
They put a cargo net
across the entire bar.
No, that's what Toad's Place does, Jeremy. They like if they want to section off like the 18 and under or 21 and under and 21 and over, they like just put up a huge fence.
It's crazy.
It's like tough shit, guys. I saw Spiritualize there once and there was like a clearly underage kid desperately to get over that rail.
When I was younger, I was dating when I was 21, I was dating an 18-year-old and we were making out through the mesh.
No.
you got hemp burns, bro. Bro, you got hemp burns in a diamond like this from the shape of the for the listener. Yeah. I just made a weird symbol in front of my
mouth. You did.
It did. You came home. Your parents were like, "What the hell happened to your face?"
Yeah, I fell down at the playground.
I'm clumsy.
Oh God, Jesus Christ!
Is that your ringtone, bro?
It's my famous producer friend, Peter.
There you go.
He's making me a drink. He's making me a good drink after this.
Not bad.
Not bad.
We should all endeavor to have. We have producer Jeremy.
I know.
And you can see all the soundproofing that he has in the studio.
Yes.
The studio's lonely these days.
In a better time, we would have you over into our studio.
And then maybe a day later, yeah, you could sit in with me. So I sunk all my Pete and Pete money into a brick and mortar radio station that just plays Africa by Toto.
Over and over again.
I'm going broke with the royalties, unfortunately.
I love a concept. I love any concept. Any concept.
Any concept at all.
Well, I got a concept for you.
Give it to me.
Okay, so a band that plays at the two intermissions in a hockey game, like in between periods.
I've been that band for a long time.
I fucking love it. I love it.
Been that band.
And they make songs about cross-checking and other obscure terms.
You need to listen to Zambonis.
Yeah,
Okay.
We take left turns.
Sounds like a recipe.
Speaking of Zamboni left turns, my favorite song that I just started going through them, and it was a holiday song, and it was called Hockey Holidays.
Wow, that's an oldie.
See, you went deep. See, when Jeremy does his producing research, he digs deep.
And the thing I liked about it the most is that the end, you do a shift in, I don't know how to even say it, but tone. Basically you get a little Clapton-y, I think.
Oh my God, I can't believe that's what you're going to talk about.
Why?
Well, we did that because we hate that guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I get the reference.
We all hate Eric Clapton.
There's a brand we hate because he's a racist bigot
who stole lots of stuff from people.
We haven't done a brand we hate in a while.
Well, I'm actually a fan of bigots and racists, but I just don't like Eric Clapton. No, not true. But the thing is, what our band got a little way too popular in 1997, 98, and we started Rolling Stone, and stuff started happening, and that. As a joke, we stole the solo for a second, and then we get out of it. And a lawyer told us, you're in a little danger right there. I was
you're treading on thin ice right now.
Oh, bravo.
Yeah. Mike, I knew if anybody would have the puns today, it would be you.
Yeah, I was tempted to throw a Jethro Tull skating away on the thin ice of a new day, and then I thought that would be really stupid, and so I kept my mouth shut. And now I've let it out.
It would have been.
He's dying, I guess.
He's got COPD, I think. Yeah.
Who are we talking about? Ian Anderson.
Yeah. No good. Wow. Look at this guy.
I'm saying maybe the flute was loaded. Maybe that was the original vape. Maybe Ian Anderson has been vaping this entire time. And he's been 5 steps ahead of all of you. This is some 12th dimension chess right here.
I mean, when you decide on your own willingly to put one leg up and get to town on that flute,
I think he was definitely summoning a character, which is, which had gone out of use a little bit, which was kind of the crazy man.
Yeah.
Do crazy men always stand on one leg when they play flute? Because that's,
No, I think that's sort of like
being like the medieval, I think he's kind of
being a raconteur. But how would you see it, Dave? I'm sure you saw it differently from there.
No, I'm trying to think of the famous pirate actor from the 30s and 40s. I forget his name. When you think of
not Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn, excuse me. Yes. I see Errol Flynn playing Ian Anderson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is Errol Flynn dead? I'm sure he is.
Yeah, it's ironic. Ironic. Also, lung cancer.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Jeremy, I'm usually good. I myself, Dave, am good for several human fact checks just off the dome, but Jeremy is our fact checker.
Is he checking right now?
And I don't like it, but I do it.
Errol Flynn died of lung cancer.
Yeah, but I don't.
Wow, you're like the worst Googler ever, Jeremy. You're a good producer.
The coroner's report and death certificate noted the cause of death is myocardial infarction.
Oh, he had a heart attack. I was so sure you were about to say that Errol Flynn died of COVID-19, and that would not be funny. That would not be funny at all, because we know it's an ongoing tragedy. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. You got to give Ian Anderson credit for totally being an oddball.
How about Danny Kaye? Sure. How about Danny Kaye playing Ian Anderson?
Danny Kaye Jr.? He's dead too, Danny Kaye.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
There's enough technology out there that we can bring these guys back to play other characters.
We should do that.
Yeah, they can turn Mike Donatus into a video game. They can bring Errol Flynn back to be Ian Anderson in a movie about Ian Anderson. The problem is going to be Errol Flynn wasn't a pescatarian, so he'd be upset of like any of the scenes that had to do with the, his salmon farming that he did or does still, Ian Anderson, you know. He's a big fish guy. Not the band fish, but the salmon.
Thank God one of our rock idols is finally revealed not to be a big fish guy.
Usually when we come upon fish talk, it just...
Eric Clapton said that Trey Anastasio is besides him.
Dave, can you imagine the dread that I felt in my soul when I was able to meet Bob Dylan and all he would fucking go on about was New Year's Eve at Madison Square Garden? Like, shut the fuck up, bro. Talk about Joan Baez. Talk about anything else. Come on.
Do you guys know that I met Bob Dylan? Do you know that?
I don't know.
None of you have ever heard my Bob Dylan?
No. Impression or story?
I'm only about 20 minutes into knowing you at all.
You didn't end that sentence.
All right. You ready?
Here we go.
It's 1985 or 86, and my buddy Bob and I are going to see Bob Dylan and the Tom Petty tour. They were touring together.
That's a good tour.
Genius. And so you at that point were Dave Wilberry.
I wish the Wilburys weren't out yet, but I love the Wilburys. I'm a big Wilbury fan. So we go to the Hartford Civic Center to see the show. But Bob's father had a connection, and we got to park where it's basically underneath the Civic Center where the tour buses were.
Awesome.
So we go down there, we park, we go up to the show, we watch a show, blah, blah, blah. We're walking back to the car. We get down the elevator, we're walking, and as I'm walking this way,
right in front of you,
coming towards us the other way with two large African-American men flanking him as he walks by. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm like, Bob, that's Bob Dylan. It's Bob Dylan. So I turn around and I start to walk towards him. This is when I used to be very dangerous around some celebrities that played music.
with your walking or just in general?
Well, I wasn't afraid to speak to somebody. So I'm walking. I'm like, Mr. Dylan. And I'm walking, Mr. Dylan. So now I'm trotting. I got a trot going.
You break into a trot.
And I'm getting close. I'm like, Mr. Dylan, Bob. And I'm about 2 feet away. And he turns around. He looks me right in the eye. He goes, I don't know you. Suck a dick.
Really?
Really? And I turned, oh my God, he talked to me. And that was it.
That's a great story.
You can be told to go suck a dick, and then you still get to say, Bob Dylan talked to me.
Have you ever heard anyone say it like that? I don't know you, suck a dick.
No, it's great. No, they're usually much more specific than that.
Yeah. So 86, is this pre him getting whatever disease he got from chickens on his farm?
I don't know.
He got jaundice or something.
I didn't know he got jaundice.
Something happened to him, yeah. And then, Jeremy, he wrote that record, Saved.
What's that?
He got sick on his farm up in Woodstock from chicken feces, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Yeah. Because I never met Bob, but I think I talked to him a lot. You know, I've read a couple of his books.
If you haven't met him, you can't call him Bob. FYI.
Yeah. I don't know you.
On the other hand, you can call him Bob.
It's also, Dave, the impersonality of both. If that's either two sentences or two halves of one sentence, it's like both halves are impersonal. You know, it's like, I don't know you. Suck a dick. You know what I mean? Like like an abstract dick, not my own. I don't even know you. Why the fuck are you gonna suck my dick? Suck a dick. Elsewhere in the ether. Suck a dick. Maybe exactly at midnight on January 1st at Madison Square Garden in 1990.
Wow. Whoa. You really went there.
I'm going to drink too.
Do you have any
cheers, everybody?
Cheers. Yes. And cheers
to Bob Dylan and sucking dicks.
Does anybody else have a story like that? They met someone or had a bad experience? Someone that you look up to?
I swear to God that that is not necessarily a bad experience for Dave, was it?
No.
And I would say that not only that, that Dave's experience now corroborates an entirely random anecdote that I heard from somebody else about Bob Dylan.
Oh,
do you know what that is?
Oh yeah, it's like a very similar story to yours. It's like a really similar story to yours. And then there's a plot twist at the end. It ends with eat a dick instead of suck a dick. But it's crazy that, again, the indefinite article is there, not the possessive pronoun. This is amazing. It took me, you know, it's over space and time. Yeah, I heard this anecdote from somebody that I work with, you know, in the entertainment business.
Like, listen, I don't want to tell you this. I don't want to say this. And I know I sounded a bit like a dick when I said, oh, you guys haven't heard this Dylan story. But this Dylan story has gotten out and it's been in a movie.
Wow.
Mark Duplass just made a video thing.
Are you saying that the anecdote maybe wasn't?
No, it's me. It's my story. But it's gotten around, and it's gotten around so much. That guy that called is my friend Peter. Peter produces records.
Bartender will back up your story. Is about to be what you say. My bartender has my alibi.
Let me give you the full circle of this. So this story gets told over at our studio, which Peter records a lot of bands. Interpol and The National from 2001 all the way up to this moment. Now, Interpol, Paul Banks, is friends with a lot of people, and eventually he tells the story to Bono on New Year's Eve, and Bono says, "That's so Bob," and he calls Dylan to tell him the story. So it has gone full circle. So I thought maybe one of you guys possibly heard it. That's why I'm sorry.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not a douche.
No, you're not.
I
just like that. Mike has the same a similar story, so he has his own repertoire of
things that he likes to.
Yes,
no, there's corroboration, and I don't think that this is a story that I've ever pulled out because it's somebody else's story. It's not mine.
All right.
And for someone who uses, you know, whose lyrical prose is so great and magical, to only come up with suck a dick or eat a dick seems like, you know, it's just like, you know, Bob, you could say it a little more eloquently.
Generation.
Yeah, well,
you could say that maybe that suck a dick is the D chord of Bob Dylan. Eat a dick is the G chord.
Yeah, you were looking for a G, you get a D. Yeah.
Of Bob Dylan's responses.
Well then.
It might be the D chord.
I love it. I think it's poetic. It's just as good as the pumps don't work because the vandals took the handles. He's always on, Bob.
I ain't going to work on Maggie's farm no more because I told her to eat a dick and I got fired. I mean, worker solidarity other than that.
Do you have children? Do you mind if I ask, Dave?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I have one child.
Is this something that you've, you know, when they turn 18 that you're like, set them down in a room and like, listen.
I got a band called the Team Bro.
Yeah? Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I would totally.
Heard it.
Listen, and I know you don't.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave.
No, you go.
How old is your kid? I don't know.
He's 10, but he's heard the story, and I drop all those names when he's
the
four.
Bob Dylan? Awesome. The Bob Dylan story?
No, he hasn't heard it. He saw it in the video.
I don't think you want to tell him that Bob Dylan story for another few years now.
I don't know. Well, I have a rule with him, and I know, Danny, you got a young child now, but my rule is when there's entertainment involved, he's allowed to see any swear he wants, just so we could watch Blazing Saddles and everything else.
Ultimately worth it.
Well, I don't know.
Well, yeah, we'll see. You'll see how well his vocabulary colors.
Son, you're gonna sit him down. You're gonna sit him down when he's 18. Son, I know you know about the Zambonis, but at a certain point, your dad decided to have a side project called the Zambronis,
which I kept a secret from you
until you were 18, so you could handle this.
So going back to the stories of celebrity, I did think of one thing where I was at a show where Danzig was playing as a second on. It was like a big festival or something, and so they were hanging out in the VIP area. And it was just literally basically what you were talking about in Connecticut, where it was just like a fence and everybody could see through it.
And so everybody could smooch through
it. Yeah. So when they came out, we're like, Glenn, God, hey, let us in.
And hey, of course, let me lick you through the fence.
No. But I was like, you know, I was trying my best to go hang out with Danzig. And he kept going like, yeah, come on in. And of course, there were guards right there. I mean, he was just fucking with me, basically. He was like, yeah. Quiet. I don't know. Come on.
Didn't we hang out with Ween, Dan, didn't we hang out with Ween in the 90s?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so you were not there that night. But Dave Martell, who are TV's Teddy, was going to Fordham at the time after Pete and Pete and during Pete and Pete. But Dave Martell attended Fordham, and I don't think you're allowed to just live by yourself. I think you have to have roommates. So one of his roommates was very cool, was related to not Claude, but somebody in the band.
Dave Drywitz.
Ween was on their Golden Country tour at the time.
That's a good record.
96.
They were on their end. And so Dave Martell got me into the show to see them. And I want to say it was at Tramps. And I want to say it's only memorable because the Yankees won the World Series or some shit that night, or it was like the day before. Yes, Dave. You have something for that show.
I was at that show.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bro, so it was at Tramps, is what you're saying.
They played Tramps and
I was at that show, bro. I was at that show, is what I'm saying.
I think it was
Zambroni. You guys just become best friends.
Yeah. So Martell's roommate gets us, you know, backstage after the show. I'm like, fuck, this is Tramps. It's not a huge place. Let's do this. And we get into the green room. There's not a whole lot going on. But Ween are like talking to two girls and they want nothing to do with us. Who can blame them? There are Entenmann's frosted chocolate donuts in the green room, and I helped myself, and I think everybody else did too. And on the floor in the green room, I found a guitar pick, and I definitely took that shit home with me.
Oh wow!
And
from the band from the night before. It wasn't actually from Ween.
Right. It was actually from the Soft Parade. Hold on.
You wish.
I used to collect picks, man. That was a big thing for me. I would stay after shows and I would just scour the floor. I would just look down.
No, it's really not the pick, but I can illustrate it.
Wow, that was.
Oh, the pick was yellow.
You had me for a second. You had me for a second.
What the fuck do you know? But yeah, it was a good show, wasn't it, Mr. Dave?
It was. It was. You know, the thing was, I loved Ween from the beginning, and then around a little before that, they got that whole band together. I used to see them when there was just two guys. And I had a roommate who was in a band called Those Melvins, and they came back from a show at Wetlands. And this guy, Brad, goes, "We played with the worst fucking band I've ever heard in my life. If this fucking band ever gets famous, I'm out of here."
And it turns out he's out of here.
He lives in Australia.
that's about as out of here as you can get vis-a-vis America.
But he started that band, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
No, I love Brad, but he did not fit in the indie world. So he used to use a Paul Reed Smith guitar, and it had a bra on the back of it, so it didn't scratch.
Yeah.
And now he is the only white member of an Aboriginal touring 37-piece touring band in Australia.
He plays guitar.
Yep. So
37-piece band
music? Yeah.
How the hell does anyone get paid in that band?
I don't know. They saw the Polyphonic Spree. They said, "We need to do it,
dude." And that's the other thing too. That guy made more money touring with Tripping Daisy because it was like five people in the band as opposed to 100 and something that are in Polyphonic Spree.
Same rates, but we had to prorate it for everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
In the time of COVID-19, I guess there's no more Soof and Steven shows whatsoever. No more fish at Madison Square Garden at midnight.
No, but they have a vast vault of video. They do dinner in a movie.
Yeah.
And then they just sit there at night and they play old shows, man. You go back and relive them all.
Hey, I don't like Clapton, but that guy Trey, he's a big Philadelphia Flyers fan. He's a huge Flyers fan. I don't know if you know that. And he's a nice guy.
He's South Jersey.
Dave, I'm the worst kind of hockey fan.
You are?
Yeah, yeah. I only care about the Rangers during the playoffs.
Oh, I know. I've met guys like you.
You're
not that guy.
No, I don't live for, it's not my sport at all. But, you know, because you're a New Yorker, you're just like, oh, yeah, the Rangers are. Yeah. My buddy will invite me to a game once in a while. But I don't think Dan and I have ever been to a hockey game together.
No, but we should.
Yeah,
hockey's the most fun sport to watch live.
I don't know.
You tell me soccer, Mike, you can get the hell out of here.
Yeah, get the hell out of here, Mike.
I will not. I've seen it's a good soccer game.
I know you've been to World Cup games. I can imagine that's
pretty decent. I mean, you'd be psyched if you went to the Olympics of hockey.
I went to the Ireland game in '94 at Giant Stadium. That was a qualifying for World Cup. It wasn't very good.
1-1, I believe it finished.
It was a tie.
Mike, where did you grow up?
Brooklyn, Queens.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the whole expressway.
Gotcha.
Basically,
I'm older than you guys, but I used to go to New York Cosmos games.
Okay, wow. You are showing your age a little bit.
I don't mind. It's okay. I don't mind at all. How many times a night?
You guys are showing your age by talking about being allowed to go into tramps. I had to sneak into tramps because I wasn't nearly 21 years old. That place and Brownies, both of them, I had to sneak in underage.
Saw some good ass shows there, I gotta say.
Oh yeah, good ass, baby. Definitely.
I always get stuck by the pillar at tramps. That was a problem.
I used to go there a lot, and I would always see the bassist Mark from Pavement, and I would always say, you know, this is right before they had their second big record. I'm like, we got a recording studio in Connecticut, and we would really love to record you, and we'll do it for free.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, sure. And he would go to like every show there, Yolo Tango, he's there. And then eventually he's like, so, you know, Is it still free? I'm like, yeah, anytime you want. And there was a brief moment we thought they were going to record, and it would have been Crooked Rain, which was such a great record.
That would have been in your studio?
That would have been it. But no go.
I was not going to shows in 93, 94 over there at Tramps too much, but I managed to catch, I think, Benny Stavira when they came through and over there. What do you got there?
Speaking of old shows, I broke out all my old ticket stubs. 94 Pantera. I don't know.
Jeremy's a hoarder.
Jeremy wants to be included in conversation, even though he wasn't in New York in the early 90s.
Jeremy's right. A hoarder and a prepper.
I was seeing shows in Ohio, you know.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
My best.
Sure you were.
Your first concert?
1994.
Was a...
Stone Temple Pilots,
I don't want to one-up right you guys, but I've been to Ohio.
Right, there it is.
Well, we're big. This podcast is very big in Ohio, so you're allowed to.
I've been there.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Know. Same here. It's one of our biggest Buckeye states, actually. top five.
Top five Buckeye state.
Yeah. It's easily in the top five.
Oh God.
Oh, this was a bummer. Weezer show.
Yeah, we can't read any of this.
And
okay.
Rivers was just an asshole the whole time. That was a negative show for me. It was like I didn't want to see him or like give them money anymore. I was just like,
but he probably personalized it. He was probably suck my dick. He's probably like suck my dick. And that's where rock. That's how rock stars have grown over the last 30 years. I've seen
Foo Fighters first tour.
Okay, yeah. we get it, Jeremy. You're
Mike, I want to show some more, so just fucking settle in. How about that?
Listened and
for the listener, Jeremy is showing us. He's showing us the same stub because you can't read any of them because they're all so damn old that all the ink is off. So he just keeps posting the same one over and over. This is Butthole Surfers. This one is Smashing Pumpkins.
And this one's Meat Puppets. And this one.
Primus.
Hey, Dave, do you think Jeremy likes music now? Is this his street cred? He's like, I've been to concerts.
Did he prove his bona fides?
I don't want to be rude, but I bid on the same auction of lot of ticket stuff from 1995.
These are blood, sweat, and tears on these things here. Look at that.
Someone paid $37 for those things.
I'll give you $15 for 150 ticket stubs from 1994. One of them be signed by the bass player from White Zombie.
You guys don't
kind
want
of
me to
close. Corn, but.
Why don't we all go grab our ticket stubs right now?
I do have my ticket really stubs, but I gotta go search for them.
I have to go a couple shoe boxes.
For the amount of shit that I just went through, I'm just hitting the end button. If any of you get it,
I'm not gonna
I don't even care.
Jeremy, pull out your baseball cards because we know you got them handy.
Oh yeah, those are there too. No, I'm good. But my point was that we had talked about.
Cindy Lauper.
She's so unusual.
We just opened one of those, I think.
Cindy Lauper cards.
I love that you can find those shitty 80s cards. Oh, dude, I have so many late 70s, early 80s hockey cards, man.
That's when they wore pants, the Cooperalls.
Dan, you should make a shower curtain out of them, eh?
You should make a
curtain out of or a wall out of all your hockey cards, eh?
This is the last card I want to show you guys. I found this 2 days ago in the basement, and I'm Jewish. So this is the most Jewish L.A. Laker ever, and his name is, let me get it right, Mel Counts.
Mel Counts.
So he's a numbers guy, and he's got a...
But his number's covered up, which is weird.
Mel Counts.
Mel Counts. Anyway.
No, but the reason bringing up the tickets...
I'm proud of that one.
The tickets thing is because I used to collect picks. So I'd stay after shows and I'd just search and search and I had a whole box of picks.
Not this one, baby.
Not that one.
This one's not,
and no Ween, because obviously I just got into Ween about a year ago.
He's new to the Ween scene.
Point being, those went missing and I still have the stubs. So at least I have those, I guess. Still have the memories.
Because you probably use them at some point. You're like, shit, I'm out of picks. I guess I'll use this one. And then you played like Mike McCready from fucking Pearl Jam for 10 minutes.
It's all about the magic pick. Dave, say you just like met somebody, you don't know them too well, and they're talking about, you know, how much they're listening to the Mollusk. And it's also like the time of quarantine and you can't work and you can't go outside much.
That's my favorite Ween record.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, given that it's a great record, would you be concerned about the person?
That they just started doing this?
He thinks it's a cry for help that I had just gotten into Ween. Yes.
I think it's a cry for help.
No. The Mollusk specifically.
The Mollusk during the pandemic.
If I told you guys I was listening to Beck's Sea Change on repeat during the quarantine, I think you guys would all be like, guys.
I would call 311 and I would ask for further resources.
It's not because I'm depressed. I just really like listening to that bass line of Paper Tiger over and over and over again.
Which is plausible.
I mean, it's very good.
You love Sea Change?
I love that record, but it's depressing as fuck.
Yeah, I can't listen to it.
I know. But it's a beautiful record.
I feel bad that you're talking about that, and in my head right now is the as we're dancing at the show tonight. So you're talking about Sea Change.
For the listener, Jeremy is waving his dick in the wind right now, which is why we just upped our Patreon to $50 a month. you get full frontal. Jeremy will act out every track from the Mahler, which means he's going to be a Johnny on the spot. He's going to wave his dick in the wind. Yep. He's going to cold blow the wind. Notice how it says blow the wind, not blow
cold blow the wind.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's one of my favorites. I used to sing that to my son when he was a little bad boy. I'm going to give it to him now as a wake-up song. I don't think it's as good as a wake-up song.
I would sing that song to my son when he was 14.
Time to move the car, Mike.
I told him.
Oh, is it, what does that mean? Oh, because it's 6:30?
Yeah, wake up, Troy.
Oh, you got, Jerry's. Oh, you're going to see his. He's got a little boy.
I just hit the snooze. Anyway, your son was 14.
No, I'm just kidding. I would sing him songs. I would hold him in my arms when he was 14. I'm lying.
He's you 10. Said because he's 10 now, so how could he be 14 then?
It was a bit that I would sing my son songs and hold him. He's 19, and I'd hold him in my arms. I'd sing him the Mollusk.
I know you're upset right now. I know you're upset right now, but just come here and let me hold you and sing the entire Mollusk and see if you're still upset.
Here's a Ween Mollusk related question, which is Ocean Man blew up because of the SpongeBob movie.
Right.
Does that make it less cool and less of a Ween song?
No.
No,
because they're like, it makes it cooler. That money.
Those guys are huge music fans. Those Tom Kenny. I don't know. Do you guys know that guy?
Yes,
he's got great musical taste.
Oh, yeah.
What was your what was the extent of your interface with the Kablam people when you got your song bought?
We just filmed a video. It's up there. You could see the Hockey Monkey video up in a farm in New York. That was it. They just filmed it.
Farm in New York. I think that we've also filmed some stuff there. Hey, Alfie.
For the Patreon viewers. Alfie to the podcast.
I need to be daddy for a second, but that's okay. Yeah. We can still discuss all the naughty things. He's only allowed to listen to Voodoo Lady and
See, what's weird is that I'm going to, like, Danny just pulled out his kid, and then I'm going to go wake up Getty, and Dave's going to pull out his kid, and Jeremy's going to start pulling out those ticket stubs again. And fucking hold up. I'm just kidding, Jeremy.
And I sleep so well at night.
Dave, I'm going to hold my son. Can you sing that song for the moms, please?
When you booped up, dip, sleepy, doop, a dip, a slap, sleep, doop, doop, a dip, a doop, a dip, a dip, boop, a doop. Boop, 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 when you're dancing at the show tonight. Join in.
I'm waving my dick in the wind.
I just wanted to experience what it could be like.
Son is out cold, so you have two choices.
Oh, bet. I'm going to go grab my ticket stubs. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Do not grab your ticket stubs. Because I have my lucky pick here.
I don't know how we got off the hook
at all.
Guys, you know what? It stinks when your office doesn't have great Wi-Fi, so you have to do this at the kitchen. And I can't grab anything to be like, "Hey, look at that!" Because all my trinkets are somewhere else.
I'm working hard on not getting up and getting anything, but it's really
is it done?
Yeah,
Dave.
I have picks to my left.
You said that your family store in Connecticut is 100 years. Today or this year?
This last week, we have a store that's 100 years old.
Wow.
Do you want to do a plug? Do you want to do a plug for them now?
No. Yeah, Jimmy's, but it's okay.
You know, so Jimmy's.
That's why I've got these masks, because today at that store, everybody, 50% of the people were wearing the mask. And then, so I'm all in. I have a mask fetish. Oh, that's not the mask.
That's also a Randy Johnson.
That's right. You look.
That was the Randy Johnson obliterating a bird. That is something special.
Right there. That is 2020 for you right there.
Sparing that bird down.
I'm just going to leave that there. That's much better than that.
Oh, in between? That's great.
I didn't realize.
This guy's in the middle going, what do you want from me?
Oh, well, do you want to get in on this conversation too, man?
No, Alfie's saying he should have thrown the slider.
I know. If you like birds? Don't fall in love with that one.
No, yeah. That one's not going to be around much longer, bud.
Is that Uncle Joey? Better get used to those bars, kid.
Queen in the background.
There you go.
Oh yeah, he's got it. Yeah, he's very prepared.
We're going Ween backgrounds. Yeah.
Dave, I made a Quarren Ween by just drawing these little tiny straps over the boognish on either side because it's
My gosh.
Sorry, Quarren Ween?
This is good.
Quarren Ween.
Did you coin that? Did you?
I think I did. I probably posted online.
One night only, the Zambronis play the music of Quarren Ween. We got something here. I really do. I believe it.
Zambronis.
We mentioned this before, but I have to say, I don't think any of us can plug a show. The Zambonis have a show.
Yeah, you have one on June 19th at a boat marina. What's going on there?
I bet my bassist $1 that the show would get canceled.
And I lost.
I lost the buck. So yeah, we're playing. I mean, I'm not plugging it. I'm just saying it's. I worked it out.
Doesn't it feel weird to like think about that you have a gig and normally be promoting it, but you feel like, should I be promoting it? Is this something I should be?
It's a $1 billion leisure crazy boat show. So
is it Kublai Khan? You're playing for Kublai Khan?
Yes, absolutely. no, but we don't have to touch a thing. It's completely backline. We walk right in, we plug, we bring our own mics, and we play, and that's it.
It's kind of a UPnP situation.
You
plug and play. You plug and play.
Oh, you plug and play, yes.
Like the USB microphone we use.
Will you wear a mask on stage?
Yeah, a hockey mask.
No.
True. No, I don't think so. How can you sing with a mask?
I don't know. I mean, some people are going to start trying it.
Jason did it through 9 movies. I think you can handle it for 45 minutes. Yeah,
the musical, Jason.
Yeah. You know,
that's a great idea. That's a $1 billion idea.
Horror musicals? Or is it
Jason the musical.
It's going to have to be Jason Takes Manhattan, which was easily one of the one of the best ones. But Freddy versus Jason definitely has some intellectual property that could be strip mined. I think that's what basically Broadway musicals are now, is intellectual property strip mining. So do you have any like treasured things from your childhood, Dave, that you would like to see or hate to see turned into a Broadway musical?
Well, I have something. I can't mention it, but I'll show you.
Okay. This is your cue to step away.
I'm going to show you something that I want to make a musical about. Hold on one second.
Oh, we're starting to secrecy here. Yeah, you have full copyright.
For the listener and the viewer, this is copyright protected.
If he brings back Dean Ween, I'm going to be impressed.
I happen to have Dean Ween right here. It looks like he's holding a little Death Star, but it's not the Death Star. What is it?
About 3 years ago, I had an idea. And sometimes you follow through with ideas that you shouldn't. So I did it. And then 2 weeks ago, I received a cease and desist. And I've received those a little bit from the Hartford Whalers, the Bob Marley Foundation, and the NHL. But
who else do you get to add to that hall of fame with your
Bob Dylan Foundation?
But I'm just letting you know
eat a dick for charity.
I sent them a beautiful letter without a lawyer, and we are gonna possibly negotiate a licensing deal on this idea. It's a hockey puck.
Oh my God. Don Rickles.
Wow. Have an ice day, you hockey puck, the Zambonis.
Wow. Yeah, hand screened.
There's a ton of intellectual property there to be turned into a.
So wait, you had Don Rickles' estate get in touch with you.
Yes, definitely.
Like imagine how acerbic Don Rickles' lawyer is. If Don Rickles is acerbic, you know what I mean? He's got to be even more like, you know.
He was very nice. They're very kind. They're great. It
cancels each other out then.
They're great people. And you know what? The Rickles, we donated the profits.
Do they like it? They were like, it's a good idea, but, the whole thing copyright, you know?
No, I totally blew it on the copyright issue. I only made 50 of them, and we started selling them, and then it got tweaked out in a little Sports Illustrated, blah, blah, blah. A
little cease and desist, one cease and desist letter later.
Well, we're going to work something out. I'm excited. That's awesome.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Sorry. Anything else like Slapshot, the musical? You know what I mean? Strange Brew, the musical. What about Strange Brew, the musical? Would you handle that?
I would love to do that. But we actually, I wanted to do a musical called 28 Songs, 28 Teams. But now it'll be 32 teams, 32 songs.
I think if you hold your breath that the Phoenix Coyotes will disappear, just like they'll disappear back into the fucking desert like they came from. And you'll have to write one less song.
Hey, look at that. Hello, dummy.
Oh, dummy. Nice.
Jeremy, go get your autographed picture of Don Rickles. I know you have.
Mine is
Alfie, you're a handsome man. What can I say?
All I have, because I'm in my living room, are my records. So then also, if we just really want to go back to Ian Anderson and nice. Jethro Tull.
I'm sorry. He's clearly got 2 feet on the floor. This is
I don't understand why you're not calling him out, because he definitely bought those in a lot.
What's that?
For the record.
Got him on eBay.
See what I did?
You think you got the Jethro Tull and the Don Rickles together in the same lot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got in the same lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was these are honestly the records that I keep for posterity's sake.
This is in case the detectives find him because he suddenly passes away. They'd be like, oh, this guy was cool. Okay. Yeah, he was definitely cool.
I don't really listen to Jackie Gleason, but I feel like it's good to have as a reminder of what it was.
As a conversation starter.
Hey, what do you guys think about Jackie Gleason?
Loved his records.
Yeah. He was a crooner, man. He had a little crooner voice.
He could sing, but he had those other, he also put out records, Songs to Get Divorced By. You ever seen any of those records? I'm serious. He had songs to sing from an insurance set. They're the weirdest records. Anyway. No. Hey, I'm dating myself.
That's okay. I'm showing
you. No. Just Thursday nights, I date myself.
Boy, it's more often than that for me. I just got to say. I'm separated, though.
Well, Dave, we're coming to the end here, but before we get out of here, do you have any sort of plugs other than obviously?
Yeah, he's playing a damn show on June 19th that he doesn't want to talk about.
Yeah. I don't.
It's Zambonis.com, thezambonis.com.
You don't have to plug.
We are all friends here. After all, we've all been told to eat a dick by some celebrity.
There will be another Jounce Zamboni show at some point in life.
Definitely.
I would hope so.
Although I wish it could be a bar because they pay you in pizza.
They do. Well, you can always still just get the pizza afterwards.
I got paid in pizza.
That's a good song. Google the Zambonis. We're the only band that sings songs about hockey and only hockey. So anyway, join us on Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah, blah.
And workshop.
Go to your family store, Jimmy's.
Go to Jimmy's family store. If you want more hockey guests, let us know at 347-470-8150. If you want less hockey guests, let us know at 347-470-8150.
I'll try to get Basil McRae and Mike Madonna next time because they're the only hockey people that I know.
If you want to workshop the Strange Brew musical with me, I'm definitely down. The Slapshot musical, I might be more taking a back seat on. But
I am in on Strange Brew. That's fine.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it, Hoser. Yeah.
Or Youngblood, the Rob Lowe.
Oh, the Rob Lowe one, very rare. Ooh, but, interesting. And isn't somebody else is in that too, who plays the brother? Tom Cruise is at home or some shit?
Is he? I don't know.
Somebody else is in that movie too. Somebody else doesn't believe in him.
Sorry, Jeremy, I just want to say one thing, Jeremy. I'm thrilled about your ticket collection. I want to make and your LA Kings shirt.
Oh, way to sink in the knife. You got to come back.
No, and you too. I must be honest. I was a huge, Pete and Pete fan. It was a great show.
I'm so sorry to disappoint you in real life.
Well, maybe you disappoint him, but I walked away the last Zamboni's gig we played together. I walked away up Houses of the Holy double CD.
Yeah, and what do you call it?
And an
pepperoni pie.
No, and I got a bucket hat. I got an LA Kings bucket hat.
Oh, you got an LA Kings bucket hat.
Yeah, that which means that next time we play, I have to get you something nice. So I gotta think on that.
No, it's just eBay. A rub. I don't need the tug.
Okay. I'll give you the rub, but not the tug.
Nice to meet you, Dave. It's been great, man.
Check us out on the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/DannyandMike with the N spelled out. Also, if you could send Mike a envelope full of magic beans so he can escalate up into the clouds and
are
you talking about Strange Brew?
Yes. Check out our voicemail 347-470-8150. Leave a message and we will probably answer it on the podcast. Danny's at D Tamborelli on the Twitters, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas. Mike is at Michael C. Marona on the Twitters, and I am at Remy Bale on those things. I have another podcast coming out called Going Dork. Check that out, goingdork.com. And last question of the episode, hockey season. It's probably not going to pan out this year, right? They're not just not going to do it, or is it going to resume?
I think they're going to do something weird with no crowd.
I think they should do something for guys like me. Just put the Rangers in the playoffs, and you know.
Well, I think that means that's your answer. My question is: pick your winner. Who wins this season? This weird, weird season.
I don't care about hockey. I just really don't.
We're asking Dave.
Do not get me.
What's that?
Who's winning this year? What's your pick for Stanley Cup?
Oh, I'm going to go with the Phoenix Coyotes.
Danny?
The Hartford Whalers.
LA Kings, let's go!
By the way, Jeremy, bandwagon LA Kings fan, it's Go Kings Go.
No, I can say whatever the fuck.
I'm going to go with the Minnesota every North time. Stars, eh?
Just because Danny got me into the Kings, he thinks he takes all his ownership over my opinions.
All right, so. Peace, Ohio. We love you.
Yes.
Sorry, Blue Jackets.
I've been to Ohio.
And peace to Michigan with the floods.
Dave, you've been an absolute delight. Come back. Thanks for hanging out with us.
When do I get paid?
It'll be in the mail.
Your signal's breaking up.
You're going to get the toadies stub.
You just upset my son, Dave, asking about the money. He's like, I need to get paid. I need food.
I'll buy your Hazel ticket stub for $1,000.
Yeah. Sister Hazel ticket stub. There you go.
I have some live ticket stubs too, and Dave Matthews maybe. Yeah. No, I don't have any, Dave. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care of yourselves out
Olchek.
There.
Ed Olchek.
Ed Olchek. Right.
And hopefully we get some hockey up and running and those Coyotes get going. So, thank you all for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyandMike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.